Breakfast with Martin Bester.
This morning we have some guests that came to visit us here at the studios in Midrand. Let's start with Petrovin. Petrovin, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre.
Waar vanaf kom jy nou?
Ek het so pas van Silverstar Casino afgekom in Kleersdorp.
So jy kom nou van nachtskof af?
Ek is, ja.
You've just worked a night shift?
Yes.
When did you start last night?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock last night and you came through this morning to do what here at the studios? You were told that you're coming for her?
We're discussing a project that we're doing at Silver Star for our CSI, where we get students to job shadow us to see what career opportunities we've got available.
All right, so you're here to discuss job shadowing and do a bit of job shadowing yourself, and also something that you say, a project that you guys do at Silver Star Casino, which is very cool. But now, we love surprises on this show. Do you know that? Weet jy dit? Ons hou van verrassings op hierdie show. Ons hou van verrassings. Hey, it's what we do.
Stout oor verrassings.
Ons is stout vir 'n verrassing. Elsie is jou vriendin. Elsie, môre?
Môre.
Now, let's get to the truth. Elsie het vir ons geskryf. Sê gou vir ons, wat het jy geskryf vir ons, Elsie?
Okay, so ek het 'n briefie geskryf my vriendin. Ons ken mekaar seker al so 11 jaar. Toe ons ontmoet het, was ek 'n struggling single mama gewees.
Ja.
So ons almal weet hoe gaan dit. En seker so 3-4 jaar terug het ek en Petrovin toe weer saam begin werk. Ek moes toe maar uitvind, jy weet, onder die omstandighede, het was nou nie te lekker gewees nie. Petrovin se man, een is oorlede. So dit was baie hektiek vir ons allemaal gewees. Ek dink het was groot skok in vir Petrovin. Soos al die dinge gebeur het, het op 'n stadium die karretjie wat sy gehad het die bankmense het werk toe gekom. Jy weet, hulle moes die karretjie terugvat.
Ach nee. Ongeluk op ongeluk.
Ja.
Is nie baie lekker nie, maar Petrovin was julle baie goed gesind.
Ja, baie. Sy was altyd maar net daar, ek weet, soos ek sê, toe ek nou alleen mama was ook.
So she helped you out a lot, Elsie? She was
so
there
much.
For you in always, tough times?
Always, always, always. You know, and it's when you have to work shifts and all that.
Yeah.
You always need somebody, you know, who's going to look after your little one.
Yeah.
So they were just always there, you know, if it was for a chat or just the invite to come, you know, have dinner with us or let's have a bride.
Yeah,
or,
so they're always there for you, supporting you. And then when things went wrong in Petrovin's life, you thought, let me write to a little thing called Good Morning Angel. Petrovin, you're not here about job shadowing. You are here about Good Morning Angels. Het jy al gehoor van Good Morning Angels? Jy het so mooi na Elsie gekyk. And this is what I love about the story. You looked after her so well. You were a kind person. You were a selfless person. And then when times got tough in your life, she thought, you know what? It's payback time. It's time for her to be kind to you. And that's when she decided to write to us. So dis is jou man gewees. Wat natuurlik vir jou 'n groot skok was.
Baie groot skok, ja.
Wat het gebeur?
Dit was 'n fratsongeluk. Hy het gewerk in die Kaap by 'n hotel en hy het is 'n bietjie moeilik. Op pad na sy kamer toe hy by die steltrappe opklip, het sy voet onder hom uitgegly en hy het geval en net nooit weer wakker geword.
So iets so eenvoudig, Martin.
'n Moeilike tyd vir jou. Vertel my van julle, so, was dit net jy en jy gewees?
Nee, yes, ek en my dogtertjie.
Sy het 'n dogtertjie ook. Okay. Hoe oud is sy?
Sy is nou 11.
So eers was dit jou man 1, is ek reg?
Ja.
Jou man 1 wat oorlede is na die frats ongeluk. En toe is jy nou ook die enkel ma. En wat gebeur toe volgende? Wat is die storie met die kar?
Wel, die besigheid, ek meen.
Ja, nee, my kar was alles op my man se naam en omdat hulle die boedel moes afhandel, was dit deel van die assets wat in sy boedel in moes gaan. So,
you know, we hear a lot about single parents on this show. What makes it tough? What's the toughest part of it all?
For me, not wanting to let my daughter down, trying to give her everything that she deserves, and doing it alone. You don't have that support of just somebody being there to take the pressure off when you need it.
So. Am I right in saying, Elsie, that's what you experienced at the time when Petra Vin was kind to you?
Yes.
It's nice sometimes to know that there is somebody just to chat to, to be there when you need someone to say it's going to be fine, it's going to be okay. Am I right?
Yes.
And now the roles have swapped.
Yes.
Now you need to be that person who's kind to her and just to be there for her. Do you feel sorry for her some days, what she goes through?
Oh, I think she's one of the strongest women I know.
Why is that? I mean, she just come from a night shift, so those aren't great hours to work being a single parent.
Yeah, and it's just hectic, you know. It's not only her husband that passed away, you know. It's just like she's been dealt all this stuff. And she's still the positive one. Even now.
Even now. Even right in this moment, she's the positive
you
one.
You know, so, yeah.
You're such a compassionate person. You are so kind to feel all this sympathy for her. That makes you a great person.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
When are the tough days? Can you see on her face when she's having a tough day?
No.
Like she just stays strong.
You know, we will talk about you know, the things that just happened, and then my heart just breaks for her. You know, and it's like I can't believe, because I don't know if I would have made it through all that she's been through. You know, and like I said, over the years I've met people like Petra Veen. I've got a great family, you know, that's always been supportive, and I've always had everything I need. But this was, for me, it's just, it feels like just too much. You know?
Isn't this a story of so many women, though?
Exactly, Martin.
So you walk around the passages at work and you look at these women that have families, sometimes they're single parents. Work long hours to keep it going, and they never want to show it on their face.
No.
They have to look strong and like everything is fine. But inside, sometimes Petra Vina doesn't feel all fine, eh?
No, it doesn't. But I always say every day when you wake up, it's a choice. You choose to have a good day or you choose to have a bad day.
Sure.
And it's up to you. If you cannot control your circumstances, there's no reason to worry about it. Change the things you can, but
sure.
And then, Martin, in January, Petra Vin.
No, man.
What happened this
what
January?
What happened now?
I was diagnosed with cervical cancer. It's fine. I had an op and I had the treatment, and everything is good.
Elsie is not fine.
Elsie is not fine.
Elsie is not. Your friend is not fine. Elsie, all this stuff. Hey? Jan Mens.
Ja. En dis net soos, jy weet, ons, ek luister baie julle show, jy weet, my hart gaan uit. Ek lyk altyd hier in Bosenberg toe. Jy weet, so het gebeur met mense, jy weet, even in ons familie, daar's baie goeikies gewees, maar ek dink, jy weet, as het nou begin raak by iemand wat jy mee elke dag deel, vriendin, dis half, het kan nie wees nie, ek dink nou nog, jy weet, ek kan onthou die een dag toe ek vir hom moes gaan kuier het, dit was iets wat ek my uitgestel het die hele tyd, sorry. Wat ek jy weet, ek kon nie eintlik eers ingaan, ek het net gebid, Jesus, gee my net krag, laat ek sterk wees vir haar. En soos het nou gaan, het sy eintlik my opgeëindig om my te troos.
It's fine, Elsie, it's fine, ek gaan fine wees.
Good morning, Angels Day. Oh, yes.
Good morning, Angels.
What a beautiful story this morning. Women's Month, these two women have been friends for a while. First, Petra Vin was there for Elsie when Elsie went through a tough time. And then the tables turned as life goes, and certain stuff happened in Petra Vin's life. And Elsie wrote to Good Morning Angels saying, you know what, she was there for me in tough times. I want to be there for her in her tougher times. She lost her husband in the process, leaving her single mom. In the process, they lost a car. She was diagnosed with cancer earlier this year, but you're doing okay? You're in remission?
Yes, I just finished treatment, but everything is good for now.
A whole lot to deal with right there. Just pick one of those things, and that's enough. and you stay strong because, and I love what you said there. You said, worry about the things and be concerned about the things that you can control. Things you can't control in life, that did that get you down? Hey?
Exactly.
Beautiful, positive attitude. Want allemaal het malle dinge, hoor. Allemaal het malle dinge. But you can choose your reaction to it. That's a beautiful lesson. And of course, on top of all of this, she's just come from a night shift. Sleeplessness. So what happens when you go home now?
I probably go and have a glass of wine and then go to bed.
This is all too much for her. She was like, and then we lied to her as well. Said, no, no, she's coming in to talk about something else, and then overwhelming stuff. Yeah, I know. Next time, Joe. Well, listen, we've got an interesting show coming up after 8 that includes that. So, yeah. So all of this, and then Elsie, the friend, wrote to Good Morning Angels this beautiful letter just saying, you know what? What can we do? Enough is enough now. I mean, even though she stays strong and you know, all of that, there must be some kind of assistance. Well, we can try our best as Good Morning Angels. We can make some phone calls. We can pull in some old friends like Charmaine Engelbrecht. Welcome, Maura, hoe gaan het?
Goed, dank je, Maarten.
Jullie doen altijd ongelooflijke goed. Vertel ons weer jouw achtergrond.
Maarten, weet ons het bij Centurion Country Club, het ons besluit op een Women's Day. Ons het altijd net golf gespeel, was een lekker dag geweest, en ons het so paar jaar terug besluit, ons wil hierdie nou met een doel doen.
En dit is een ongelooflike ding om te doen, en baie dankie dat jy met ons inskakel, en hande vat met ons om een verskil te maak, met die fondse wat jylle insamel by jylle golfdag. As jy nou die story luister van Peter Wien, en selfs Elsie, nummer 1, dit is baie om in een leven te gebeur, maar nummer 2, dis lekker om mense te ken, om vriende te hê soos Elsie, ja. Wat vir Good Morning Angels skryf.
Weet Maarten, toe ons die story lees, ja. Weet ons lees so halfpad, huil ons weer so bykie, dan lees ons weer verder.
Ja.
En het was aangrypend dat 2 vriendinne so na mekaar kyk. En weet, en ons is 'n klomp vroumense, en is nie net vroumense wat op die dag gespeel het nie, is baie mans ook. Weet, en enig iets wat ons vir hulle vra om te betaal, hulle betaal vir enig iets omtrent. En dit is het met het doel dat ons het gespeel het, allemaal het geweet van die saak, voor dit, net so onder 200 mense was betrokke om iets te probeer doen.
Isn't that amazing? Two amazing stories here. And the first thing is this friendship that we see every week on Good Morning Angels. Sometimes it's a friendship where you know the people, and other times is it net iets wat die mede mens doen, wat die ander mense nie eers ken nie. In jylle geval is het nou 2 vriendinne. En in jou geval, in jylle golfdag, is het mense wat mekaar seker nie eers allemaal self goed ken nie, en hulle weet nie precies waar die geld gaan nie, maar hulle doen het met die vertrouwe dat hulle verskil kan maak.
Absoluut.
They want to make a difference. They're doing it with a purpose, met a doel, soos wat jy nou sê. So they've had this golf day, and from this golf day, you've got some good news,
yes,
for Petra Wien.
We were fortunate for Toby Molstert from OCGP. He was very generous to giving you a breakaway, a weekend for 3 nights at like a 5-star lodge, and it sleeps I think 8 people. And you can use it to go and drink your glass of wine there.
Because she just took Elsie's arm, say, kom jy saam. Peter Wien en Elsie en 6 ander mense. Dit is baie, baie cool. Just so you can have a bit of a break.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Hey, when last have you been treated like that?
I can't remember.
When last have you just done something luxurious for yourself and your daughter?
A very, very long time ago.
Do you need it?
I really, really do.
You really need it. Mm. I want you to have so much fun with this breakaway. And thanks for this amazing story that you shared this morning. We want you to feel better about yourself, and just, you've been through a lot. So just go and chill and enjoy the luxury.
Thank you so much. You have no idea how much this means to me.
But you forget we love surprises. Oh boy, we love surprises. On this show, on Good Morning Angels. But wait, there's more. Give her the good news.
Petra Wien, we've played a bit more. Okay, so we had corporate companies that contributed to this day also. So it was, you know, people like Global Golf, it was Paragon Tailings, Commodities Holdings, Jamrich Silco Tours, lots of ladies, lots of pros giving their prize money. Pros spending their whole day challenging the people, like Medin Faber, you know, challenging the people to play or beat her kind of thing. And we've raised enough money for you to go and choose a call.
This feels amazing.
I just don't know what to say. I wish I could thank each and every person in person, because you have no idea what a difference it's going to make to my life.
So a luxurious breakaway and a car.
Sure.
I'll see you soon again.
Sure. It's not a miracle. Michelle is awesome. But
you awesome. Wrote to us. You must take the credit.
Op die regte plek, op die regte tyd. Ek dink, ja, Louise, is dit maar mense in jou lewe. Seker vir 'n doel, dan weet daar al mense soos julle wees. Yes, soos jy. Is amazing.
Ja, soos jy en Petrovin. What a great friend. Well, enjoy the breakaway. Dankie aan die mense wat golf gespeel het. Julle is ja. Engele.
Elke een, ja.
All right, thanks for coming in. I hope you enjoyed your station tour. You can go and sleep now. And tell your and what's your dogtertjie se naam?
Megan.
Megan. Jy en Megan moet gaan kaartjies. Daar gaan doen ons van vandag. Jy kan môre slaap. Dankie julle hoor. Good job, Angels. Good job.
En hier gaan ons alweer op woensdagmorgen. Die trane loop. Niemand kan in die verkeer gery kry nie, want almal sit in trane afweer. Baie, baie dankie vir alles wat julle doen. Dit is flippin' amazing.